This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump met North Korea's top nuclear envoy at the White House Oval Office Friday to discuss efforts to get Pyongyang to give up its nuclear program. We get more from AP Sagar Magani.
The announcement came after the president met in the Oval Office for 90 minutes with the North Korean envoy. Spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says it was a productive meeting, and the U.S. will keep pushing the North to give up its nuclear program.
The United States is going to continue to keep pressure and sanctions on North Korea until we see fully and verified denuclearization.
At their first meeting in Singapore over the summer, the president and Kim came to a vague agreement. There's been little tangible progress since. Both have exchanged multiple letters, and the president had talked several times about meeting again. Sagar Magani at the White House.
U.S. President Trump says he will make a major announcement about the government shutdown and border security during an address to the nation Saturday. The president's announcement came after Mr. Trump revoked the use of a military plane for House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Democratic members of Congress' planned trip to Afghanistan and Brussels late Thursday. It's the latest maneuver in a bitter political battle over the longest government shutdown in U.S. history. Pelosi said the president's move was irresponsible and dangerous.
The fact that they would leak the commercial, that we were flying commercial, is a danger not only to us, but to other people flying commercial.
Speaker,
it's very irresponsible on the part of the president.
The White House rejected Pelosi's characterization of the move, which came after the speaker suggested Mr. Trump postpone the State of the Union speech as long as the government shut down or is shut down. President Trump says again he will make a major announcement around 3 o'clock local time on Saturday. This is VOA News. Special Counsel Robert Mueller's office has issued a statement disputing a report from BuzzFeed that President Trump ordered his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, to lie to Congress about a Russian real estate deal in 2016. We get more from AP's Mike Rossi.
A spokesman for the online news site BuzzFeed says, "We stand by our reporting, but the Office of Special Counsel Robert Mueller says BuzzFeed got it wrong. In a rare public statement, the special counsel's office is shooting down a BuzzFeed report that says attorney Michael Cohen told Mueller that President Donald Trump personally instructed him to lie to Congress about the timing of talks for a Trump Tower in Moscow. In response to the special counsel's statement, Trump retweeted a post that said, sadly, so many will never get the memo that it was fake. Cohen is scheduled to testify publicly before the House Oversight and Reform Committee on February 7th. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The UN Human Rights Office is calling on people from the Democratic Republic of Congo to refrain from violence in the wake of this month's announcement of the December 30th election. Ravina Shamdasani is a spokeswoman for the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights.
Since the 10th of January announcement of the provisional results, the UN Joint Human Rights Office in the country has documented at least 34 deaths, 59 people wounded, and 241 arbitrary arrests in the DRC.
The second-place finisher, Martin Fayulu, has contested the result based on his camp's tally, saying that the official winner, the opposition leader Felix Tshisekedi, struck a deal with outgoing President Joseph Kabila. Tshisekedi and Kabila deny this. The December 30th vote was meant to lead to Congo's first democratic handover of power since independence from Belgium in 1960. Thousands of protesters in Washington, D.C. for the annual March for Life. In a videotaped segment, President Trump assured the crowd they have a champion in the White House.
As president, I will always defend the first right in our Declaration of Independence, the right to life.
And the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision, which made abortion legal in the United States, remains the law of the land. There is a planned massive rally in Greece Sunday to protest a deal that would normalize Greek relations with Macedonia. Greeks have been divided over the deal in which Macedonia will change its name to the Republic of North Macedonia, and Greece will drop its objections to the Balkan country joining NATO and the European Union. The U.S. State Department said in a tweet Friday that Sunday's demonstration in Athens is expected to draw 150,000 or more participants. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.